It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Upstate Championship weekend is upon us, and we are dialed in here on KNZA 103.9 FM. We are at Sabetha High School for the boys' Class 3A Substate Championship games here tonight. We got a doubleheader on tap. Four of the top five seeds are here, four teams total. Two games tonight, two spots up for grabs at next week's state championship basketball tournament. Thank you so much for hanging with us tonight. Megan Sturton, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tamman with you. Well, our first game tonight will feature the five seed Heritage Christian Chargers against the number one seed Hiawatha Redhawks. Our second game tonight will feature the three seed Perry LeCompton Cause and the two seed Silver Lake Eagles. Three of the four teams tonight representing the Big East. And we at least got one guaranteed Big East League team that's going to be making their trip to the state tournaments next week. We got a lot to dissect. It's the Redhawks and the Chargers coming up here first. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and we'll get you set for Game 1 as we got 3A Substate Championship games here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know one-week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our eight convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on location at Sabetha High School, boys Class 3A Substate Championship games here tonight. We got a double dip, four teams, two games, two spots in the Class 3A State Championship tournament on the line here tonight. Coming down the home stretch of the postseason, our first game featuring the five seed Heritage Christian Chargers against the number one seed in this bracket out of the Big East, the Hiawatha Redhawks. Now a couple of storylines for this one here tonight. Of course, Perry LeCompton, Silver Lake will be the second game of our double dip. But let's start with Heritage Christian, the five seed under head coach Tremaine Chambers. Chargers have a record of 17-7, but they have won nine consecutive games. Their substate round opened up February 26th against Royal Valley. They took care of business there, 73-51. And then Tuesday night in the semifinals, Heritage Christian, they went on the road, won at Riverside. That final score, 62-49 to get into this game. Mentioned nine consecutive wins for the Chargers. They have not lost in over a month. Now on the side of Hiawatha, the number one seed. They are 22-3 on the season, trying to get to a state tournament for the first time since 1974. The only problem for the Redhawks tonight, they are going to be without their best player, as Braylon Siebenmorgan, the 6'6 junior, leader in points, leader in rebounds, hurt his ankle in the Hiawatha game on Tuesday. He is in a walking boot. And Braylon Siebenmorgan, the 6'6 junior, he is out tonight for the Redhawks. So a tall task, got a little bit taller tonight. 6'2 junior Alex Ross will get the start for Braylon Siebenmorgan here tonight. So just unfortunate in that regard. But Hiawatha will look to get to state next week without their best player tonight, taking on a very good Heritage Christian team. As we mentioned, that have won 9 straight. The Redhawk boys, they have won 10 consecutive games. They won the Big East League title this season. They have not lost since the calendar flipped from January to February. You got to go all the way back to January 30th in their matchup at home against Perry LeCompton, 63-57. That was the last time this Redhawks team has lost a game this season. But again, tall task tonight. Braylon Siebenmorgan is out. Heritage Christian, they boast 6'5 and 6'8 in their starting lineup. It's going to be a monster night for Lane Kessler, the 6'6 senior, tasked to do a lot down low for this Redhawks team, again, trying to make state for the first time since 1974. We'll step aside for another timeout, get you closer to the tip-off. Starting lineup straight ahead, but stick with us. It's high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most. Time with your loved ones. We support your family too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit umb.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
A good business partner stands by your side through thick and thin. Ag Partners Co-op is a farmer-owned, full-service cooperative providing products and services in the areas of agronomy, energy, grain marketing, feed, tires, and crop insurance. Ag Partners is deeply rooted in the communities they call home and take pride in doing business based on their core values of honesty, integrity, and teamwork. Work with a team that is committed to helping you succeed and achieve your goals on farm and in the marketplace. Your partner in ag through thick and thin. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Getting closer to the start of our first game tonight here at Sabetha High School. Boys Class 3A Sub-State Championships. 2 games, 4 teams, 2 spots up for grabs at next week's State Championship Basketball Tournament. Alongside Megan Sturton, our studio producer, I'm Brandon Tabman here tonight getting you set for Game 1 with a trip to state on the line featuring the 5-seed Heritage Christian Chargers and the number 1 seed representing the Big East. Huge crowd tonight for the Hiawatha Redhawks. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups for this sub-state championship game. And we start with the road team on the scoreboard, the Chargers of Heritage Christian. They are the 5-seed out of the sub-state under head coach Tremaine Chambers. They have a record of 17-7. They have won 9 consecutive games. And tonight they'll go like this. Cooper Vincent, a 5'10 sophomore guard, averaging 11.4 points per game. Also in the backcourt, a sophomore guard at 5'8". He is Trey Chambers, averaging 11 points per game. On the wing, Landon Pittman is a 6'2 senior, averaging 12.5 points a game. That is the leader for the Chargers here tonight. Declan Schoff is a 6'5 senior forward at 12 points per game. And then some good size down low, Landon Ekoff is a 6'8 junior forward He is their leading rebounder and averaging north of 5 points per game. So again, for Heritage Christian and the Chargers tonight, it is Vinson, Chambers, Pittman, Schaaf, and Ekoff for the number one seed and Big East League champions, the Hiawatha Redhawks, under second-year head coach Brady Jasper. Their record is 22-3, and they have won 10 consecutive games, including wins over Holton and Oskaloosa in this sub-state tournament. Again, no Braylon Stephen Morgan tonight, out with an injury. Alex Ross will get the start, 6'2 junior, averaging about 2 points and 1.5 rebounds a game. Carson Henry, the 6'1 senior guard, at 3 points and 4 rebounds a game. The point guard is Ethan Morton, a 5'11 senior, at 13.6 points a contest. Michael Jensen as well, a 6-foot senior, at 8.4 points per contest. And with Stephen Morgan out, a lot going to be tasked with 6'6 senior tonight, Lane Kessler, as he is averaging 10.6 points and 7.7 rebounds a game. So again, for Hiawatha here tonight, looking for their first trip to the state tournament since 1974. It'll be Ross, Henry, Morton, Jensen, and Kessler. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. The opening tip-off coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Is your health a top priority this year? It's time to check in. The Sabetha Community Hospital invites you to our annual health fair, Saturday, April 4th, at the main event in Sabetha. From 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., join us for free health screenings, informational booths, and low-cost lab work. Plus, don't miss our great speakers, surgeon Dr. Samuel Bruna and social media favorite Trooper Ben. Your wellness matters. We'll see you there on April 4th.
Big news, Nebraska. Frontier Bank is now Equity Bank. You'll still see the same friendly faces, now backed by the strength and service of Equity Bank. Enjoy powerful digital banking tools, no ATM fees anywhere, anytime, and early pay, giving you access to your paycheck up to 2 days early on applicable accounts. It's everything you need from a bank that never forgets it's your money. Stop by your nearest location or visit equitybank.com to learn more. Welcome to Equity Bank, member FDIC.
When it comes to firearms, peace of mind is everything. You need expertise you can trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local authority for professional gunsmithing, maintenance, and responsible ownership education. From repairs and custom work to the best selection of quality firearms, we prioritize your safety and satisfaction above all else. Stop in and see us at 1801 Stone in Falls City, or check us out on Facebook, Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing, your trusted partner in responsible firearm ownership.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready to tip things off here tonight at Sabetha High School. Trips to the Class 3A Boys State Championship Tournament on the line with two games here tonight. Heritage Christian and Hiawatha here up first, followed by Perry LeCompton and Silver Lake in the nightcap. Again, Heritage Christian 17-7, the 5 seed in the field, 9 consecutive wins. Wins over Royal Valley and Riverside to get to this game. Their starters, Vincent Chambers, Pittman, Schaaf, and Ekoff. And for the Red Hawks, the number one seed, Big East League champs at 22-3. It is Ross, Henry, Morton, Jensen, and Kessler. Again, 10 consecutive wins for this Hiawatha team. They are in the home whites with Hiawatha across the chest, red numerals and lettering trimmed out in blue. Heritage Christian, the road, all maroon uniforms, yellow numerals and lettering trimmed in white. And a little black in there as well. Our opening tip-off brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Here we go, a trip to the Class 3A Boys State Basketball Tournament is on the line. Game 1 of 2 here tonight from right to left. Heritage Christian in those all maroon uniforms. The opening possession on offense from right to left here tonight. Man-to-man defense here for the Redhawks, and they get a turnover. A quick steal down low for Michael Jensen. Here's Ethan Morton into the front court, being guarded by Chambers, the sophomore guard. Chargers going man-to-man here to start as well. Good crowd representing both sides here tonight. Here's Carson Henry, a baseline drive, shoves it into the corner, now back up top to Morton. Guarded again by Chambers, now Jensen left wing, puts it on the deck, gets in the lane, kicks it back up top between the rings to Kessler. No shot clock here, something to monitor throughout the course of tonight's action. Here's Morton again on the dribble. Gets a pass over left side. It's Jensen, a three. That one halfway down and out. And the first rebound of the game going to DeClan Shaw, the 6'5 senior for Heritage Christian. Here's Chambers on a drive. He'll take it all the way and missing a shot. Second chance is missed. And a botched opportunity for Ekoff. And off that second miss, a rebound for Kessler. Still no score. Morton from the right baseline. A little floater up and in. And the 5'11 senior, Ethan Morton, has our first 2 points tonight. And the Redhawks, a 2-0 lead at 6:45 to go here in the first. There's a turnaround J. No good. Missed on the left block by Ekoff. And the rebound cleared away by Carson Henry. 2-0 Redhawks. About 90 seconds in. Morton, good ball fake. Steps to his right. A 19-footer. It's off the heel. Fighting for the offensive rebound. It's Alex Ross. Second chance off. Morton thought about it straight away. Now diving in. Shot no. Right off to Kessler in for two. Lane Kessler doubling up the Red Hawk lead. It's 4-0 Hiawatha about 2 minutes into the game. Baskets by Morton and Kessler here early on. Soft into the front court, Trey Chambers, the sophomore guard. And a right side pass to the 6'8 junior Ekoff on the right wing. They set up Chambers in the corner. He'll dive in, kick it back to a one-hand slam on the right block for Landon Ekoff. Emphatic for Heritage Christian in their first two tonight. It is 4-2 Redhawks, just past the two-minute mark here in this opening quarter. These two teams have combined for 19 consecutive wins. Trip to state on the line. Here's Henry, into the lane, curling from the left wing. Now right side, it goes to Jensen. He'll step, he'll pull from 10, nearly banked it in, clanks off the right rim, chased down into the corner, but it's out of bounds, last touched by Michael Jensen, trying to save it in that near side corner. A 4-2 Redhawks advantage, 5:34 to go opening quarter. This is a Redhawks team defensively giving up just 48.4 points per game. And this Heritage Christian team, they can score. You look at their last four games, 83, 82, 73, and 62 points scored. Here's a whistle away from the ball, and it's going to be an offensive foul, an illegal screen on the backside of that play. And it goes against Cooper Vinson, the 5'10 sophomore. And the first foul on Heritage Christian here tonight. About 3 minutes in, Redhawks a 4-2 advantage. Buckets by Morton and Kessler. Here is Morton, right side it goes to Jensen on the wing, using the Kessler screen. Now Ross at the high post. One dribble in the paint, right side to Jensen on the wing. Now a post touch. Kessler going to work. 6'8 versus 6'5 plus. And a rebound off the miss, taken down by Schoff and Heritage Christian. They're down 4-2 at 4:50 to go here in the first. Looking back at the head coach, Tremaine Chambers, is DeClan Schoff, the 6'5 senior forward. No Braylon Sieben Morgan tonight for the Redhawks, but they have an early 4-2 advantage. Left side it goes, Ekoff on the wing, puts it on the dribble. Kessler not playing. Chambers, a pull-up from the free throw line. He got it to go. The sophomore guard, Trey Chambers, ties it up at 4 apiece at 4:25 to go here in the first. Here's Morton again being guarded by Chambers into the front court on the near side. His pass goes up top to Alex Ross. Left side, it's Carson Henry going right up that screen. Now into the corner with Jensen. Back up top, Kessler. Morton cut through it, was not there. Now on the perimeter, it is Jensen again. Diving in from the right wing. Tough shot, no good, but a foul. Our first free throw is coming here at 4:05 to go in the first quarter. It'll be Michael Jensen at the line for Hiawatha. And that foul going against Schaub, that is his first and team foul number two. So Michael Jensen, the first free throws tonight. Earlier this season, he knocked down 7 threes and had 26 in a game against Jeff West, setting the school record for threes in a game. And his first free throw short, his 69th free throw attempt of the year, just grazing that front iron as he's 60% at the line. And he'll have one more here. Redhawks shoot it. 64% at the line as a team this season. Jensen trying to get his first point tonight in this sub-state title game. He spins it in there and goes 1-for-2. Redhawks retake the lead. It's 5-4. We're at the halfway point here in the opening quarter. Here's Chambers again up top between the rings out high. Now going a little bit to his right. Wants to go to work on Jensen. Takes it all the way. Shot up good. And gives him the too small emoji as well. Chambers with four and a 6'5 Heritage Christian advantage at 3:42 to go in this opening quarter. Here's Morton out high with it, guarded by Chambers. Left side it goes high on the wing. That is Alex Ross to touch. Dribbles down towards the left wing. Still on that dribble. Now had it knocked away. Back up top between the rings with Kessler. No shot clock here in the postseason. Here's Jensen on the wing. Dumping it down. Right block. Spinning inside. Shot through traffic. No. Kessler trying to fight for his own rebound. Tipped into the hands of Alex Ross. And he lost it. Now a whistle and a foul going against Heritage Christian on the hustle play. Team foul number 3 against the Chargers. And it's Trey Chambers who picks up his first. And Heritage Christian will bring in their first sub. It'll be Miles Burley, a 6'3 senior forward. And he'll take the spot of the Clan Shaw. So Morton to throw it in, right side of his own backboard. First off, it goes to Kessler. Now they find Jensen in the right corner. Post touch once again. Hiawatha fans wanted a foul there, reaching on Kessler, no call. Jensen leaving his feet, left side to Henry in the corner. Now Morton, way away from the bucket, thought about a deep three, now dives in the lane, contested pull-up, spins it in there for 2. Ethan Morton has 4, and we have another lead change, 7-6. Hiawatha back in front by 1 at 2:50 and counting in this opening quarter. Good pace, good atmosphere here tonight. Perry LeCompton, Silver Lake, second game of our double dip. Chambers again going to work on Jensen. He missed it this time, and fighting hard for the rebound inside is Carson Henry. Here's Morton with good pace into the front court, angling right, gets baseline, fading away from 10 feet. It's off the back iron, no good, and a rebound to Cooper Vincent in Heritage Christian. Pretty decent look there from Morton, just couldn't convert from 10 feet. 2:24 to go in this opening quarter, Redhawks by 1. Chambers slowing it down, now dribbling to the right wing. Waist high with that right hand, now crossing back over, trying to finagle a pass inside, and it's taken away by Morton for a steal. Second steal for this Redhawks defense in this opening quarter, about to the 2-minute mark. A 7-6 Redhawks advantage in the front court with Morton. Morton holding it high, now Ross, left side, going towards the corner, it's Henry. Faking right, goes baseline, takes it all the way, tough shot, no good. Wanted a foul, no call, cleared away by Ekoff. Here are the Chargers into the front court, getting by Kessler all the way from the left angle dive. It is in there for 2 for Landon Pittman. He's got his first bucket. And Heritage Christian retakes the lead. It's 8-7 at 1:40 and counting here in this opening quarter. Here's Morton in front of midcourt. Right side, little toss pass to the right wing with Ross. Back up top with Kessler, holding it high above his head. And no Braylon Sieben Morgan tonight for the Redhawks, out with an injury. Here's Morton to pull up 3. Hits the heel and nearly nestled in there, but trickled off. And a rebound for Heritage Christian. Trying to add to a 1-point lead here late in the first quarter. Fading away, soft touch. For the big man, Ekoff down low. He's got 4. And Heritage Christian, a 3-point advantage at 10-7. Bound to the final minute of this first 8 minutes tonight. Here's Morton dribbling, casual. High left on the wing. Picks it up, dumps it between the rings. Now right side to Henry. They want Kessler on the block. They go down to him. He's quickly doubled. Still has it. Backing down. Redhawk fans thought it was a little bit much on that one. Here's a baseline drive, right-handed floater, and a teardrop is in there by Pittman, who's got 4. Largest lead for Heritage Christian at 12-7. Final 9 seconds here in this opening quarter. Here's a drive, shot away by Henry, threw up a tough one. It's no good. Chartier the rebound. Final second runs off the clock, and that takes us to the end of the first quarter here in this boys' sub-state championship game tonight. The Chargers of Heritage Christian, the 5 seed, leading the top seed in Big East League champion Hiawatha Redhawks. Our score after 8 minutes is 12-7. A 30-second timeout. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
From multi-peril to specialized coverage, Riverstone offers tailored plans that understand the unique challenges of our local agriculture. We work with the USDA to bring you federal programs, Call Riverstone Insurance today for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let's build a plan that yields results, no matter the forecast. Visit us at RiverstoneIns.com or call. That's Riverstone Insurance Group. Growing confidence, harvesting security.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Boys Class 3A sub-state championship games here tonight, our first of two. Heading to the second quarter, 5-seed Chargers of Heritage Christian leading the top seed in Big East League champs, Hiawatha Redhawks. It is 12-7, Chargers by 5, and here we go, second quarter action on KNZA. Down 5, Redhawks from left to right in this opening half with this opening possession. Leighton Morris checked in. Morton, tough shot on the right block. Tipped around off the miss, and a rebound cleared away by Heritage Christian. Quick one and done there for the Redhawks. Chargers to Chambers up top. He'll tee up a triple. It is high off the front rim, but an O board by Ekoff to keep it alive. For correction, that was Shaw, who's back into the game. He got blocked, deflected out of bounds, and last touched underneath by Heritage Christian. Good defense on the second chance opportunity there for the Redhawks. 30 seconds into this second quarter. 12-7, Chargers leading the Redhawks by 5. Here is Ethan Morton down the middle of the floor. Picks up the dribble, right side pass. It goes to Moore on the wing. Now Carson Henry in the right corner. Not using the dribble. Lobbing a pass high right on the wing. Right back to Moore for 3. No, in and out. Correction, that was Moore. Beg your pardon, I was right the first time. Either way, off the miss 3 from the right corner. A rebound by Schoff. His 5th rebound of the first half for Heritage Christian. Played a minute of the second quarter. Still 12-7 our score. Chambers, little right side pass to Pittman up top. Now right side to the 6'8 junior. Ekoff, and away from the ball. An offensive foul going to be called against Heritage Christian. It is DeClan Schoff who picks up his 2nd foul. The 6'5 senior starting forward. 2 early fouls here tonight. He'll stay on the floor for now. Still looking for our first points of the second period. 12-7. Heritage Christian leading it by 5. Here's Henry getting one high off the glass. He couldn't get it to go up close. And a quick one-and-done possession again there for the Redhawks. Here's Chambers. Left side pass on the block. A little ball fake. It's blocked by Kessler inside. Cleared away by Jensen. Still 12-7. We played 90 seconds of this second period. The Red Hawk possession here trying to chip away. Man-to-man defense the entire way to this point for the Chargers of Heritage Christian. Here's Henry, left side, Jensen, contested 3, front rim, no. And a long rebound, here's Cooper Benson, long pass up the floor. This is Pittman, missing the layup. It missed off the right rim, he was leaning right. Carson Henry pushing the other way here for the Red Hawks. Jensen losing the dribble, a lot of contact up top, and the Red Hawks turn it over. Here's a 2-on break. Here's Vincent. He'll take it himself. Can't spin it up and in. Second chance, though, off the rebound is put in by Landon Pittman. And Pittman's got 6 here in the early going. The Redhawks trail 14-7. 5:45 to go in this first half. Well, this Heritage Christian defense came to play tonight. A Redhawks team averaging north of 61 points per game this season, yet still 7 on the board at 5.5 minutes to go until the half. Here is a floater from the right baseline, and had to have it if you're Hiawatha. It's Michael Jensen for 2. His first field goal, that stops a little bit of a Heritage Christian run, but right back up the floor, a teardrop is nothing but nylon in the paint for Trey Chambers. He has got 6, and the Heritage Christian lead back to 7 at 16-9, about 3 minutes into the second period. Here's Morton, couple steps in front of midcourt. Right side it goes to Jensen on the wing. Again, they're looking for Kessler down low, but defended well. It goes back up top to Carson Henry. Right side again to Jensen on the wing. Had it knocked away. Good defense by Pittman. The gathering is Jensen. Right wing to left wing pass. Now up top. Free throw line extended. Spinning in the lane. Kessler shot up and good. Lane Kessler. Big body down low. His 2nd basket here of the half. He's got 4. And it's 16-11 Heritage Christian. And a foul against the Redhawks here defending on the perimeter. They'll get Ethan Morton with his 1st, and Redhawks team foul number 1 here in the second quarter. 3 subs coming in here for Heritage Christian. We'll see L.J. Harris for the first time tonight. Also checking in, we'll see Miles Burley back into the game alongside Freddie Cook. Chambers and Schopp still on the floor for Heritage Christian, rounding out their five here. 4:35 to go, first half, 16-11, Heritage Christian. Abbott on the possession with Chambers in the right corner. Dumps it down on the block. This is for Lee spinning left and gets through two defenders. Can't make the shot. Kessler defended it well. And Kessler nabbing that rebound down low with two big hands. Redhawks into the front court with Jensen. They're down five. He'll take it all the way. Off balance and wild, but knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Burley underneath. Not a ton of fouls or free throws here in this first half. Officials letting him play here with some physicality early. 4:14 to go, second quarter. Heritage Christian leading at 16-11. Here's Kessler in the corner. Now on the left wing. Here's Morton on a cut. Away from the ball. Illegal screen and a turnover by the Redhawks. They get Leighton Moore on the illegal screen away from the ball. That is his first in team foul number two here in the quarter for Hiawatha. 4 minutes in, 4 minutes to go, second quarter, low scoring affair here. Trip to the Class 3A state championship tournament on the line. Redhawks have not been to state since 1974. Trail by five here at the halfway point of the second. Redhawks right now sitting back in his own defense and just casually dribbling it. Couple steps in front of midcourt is Trey Chambers. Now they start moving the ball. They get a dump down to Burley. Shot no, but a foul. Just waiting for that play to develop, and free throws coming for the 6'3 senior, Miles Burley. Third foul on the Redhawks here in the second quarter. And they get Kessler, I believe, and that is the case, his first. Here's Miles Burley at the line, his first free throws tonight. Chargers' first free throw attempts in this game. He's averaging 5.7 points a contest, and his first free throw is up and in. 17-11, the Heritage Christian lead at 3:42 to go here in the first half. Alex Ross checking back in here for the Redhawks, taking the spot of Carson Henry. Early at the line, a right-handed shooter. Wears jersey number 52, a second off the heel, tipped around, still fighting for it, ball still on the deck, off the missed free throw, and it's finally corralled, an offensive rebound by Chambers, and then he throws it away, picked off by Alex Ross. Fourth turnover here against Heritage Christian. Here's Jensen all the way, off balance shot, no, missing off the right rim. Again, a lot of contact, no whistle, and a rebound taken down by Schopp. Here's Chambers in the lane, and a foul against the Redhawks. And a quick word from the official to Ethan Morton. So Morton, I guess, had some words to say there. As Jensen picks up the foul, that is his first. And team foul number four. So 3:20 left in the quarter. Chargers of Heritage Christian are going to be in the bonus. Chargers themselves have only been called for one foul here in this second period. Another first timer into the game here for the Chargers. A 5'10 sophomore guard, it's Luke Anderson. He'll take the spot of L.J. Harris. So here's Chambers with the dribble between the rings out high. Chargers leading by six, 3:15 to go, first half. Here's Chambers diving straight in. Good, right side pass. Blocked by Morton in the corner on a three. Great defense by Ethan Morton trying to get out of a trap, and then he throws it away. Turnover, Redhawks, and then a hard foul underneath by Kessler. And Chambers going to the line to shoot two. That is a massive foul, number two on Kessler. And team foul number five. That was a great play by Trey Chambers. And he will go to the line looking to add to a Heritage Christian six-point advantage. Chambers at the line. 5'8 sophomore guard, 11 points per game this season. And the right-handed free throw is in there. 7 points in the first half for Trey Chambers. And that is the lead right now for the Chargers, 18-11. Exactly 3 minutes to go here in this first half. Two calm dribbles, deep breath. Chambers high arcing, nothing but net. He goes 2 for 2. 8 first half points for the sophomore Trey Chambers, and the largest lead here for the Chargers at 19-11, south of 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Boy, you can see the difference with no Seben Morgan on the floor for the Redhawks, and turnover v turnover here. A pass was stolen underneath by Luke Anderson, and then before being able to throw it in before the feet came down. He landed out of bounds, so Hiawatha getting the ball right back. We get a timeout on the floor. It is a 30. We'll keep it right here. It is high school basketball on KNZA tonight, and our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Number one seed, Big East League champion, Hiawatha Redhawks, feeling the loss of Braylon Stephen Morgan, at least to this point, as they have been held, not scoreless, but been held very down by this Heritage Christian length, size, and athleticism. Chargers leading at 19-11 at this timeout with 2:47 to go in this opening half. Heritage Christian being led by Trey Chambers, the sophomore guard. He's got 8 here in the first half. Landon Pittman has 6. 4 from Landon Ekoff, and 1 as well from Miles Burley. Hiawatha scoring so far, not much. Ethan Morton with 4. Lane Kessler with 4, but he also has 2 fouls and 3 points in the book from Michael Jensen. Great crowd, great atmosphere tonight. Expecting the same for game number 2 when we get an all Big East League showdown with Silver Lake taking on Perry LeCompton. The Redhawks got to find some answers on offense here. Kessler on the inbounds pass from Morton, right back to Morton, missing a pretty good look down low, and off the heel, taken down by Pittman. That's another thing, even a few of the good looks that Hiawatha has had here in the first half, just unable to go. 2.5 minutes and counting. Here is a deep Anderson 3, missing off the left rim. 1-and-done possession there. Rebound Kessler. Up the floor, Morton. Little Euro step and a little finger roll with English. Ethan Morton has 6, and it's 19-13 Heritage Christian at 2:15 to go. Right back up the floor. Offensive foul! And Hiawatha forcing a turnover. It was either that or an and one, but the Redhawks get the charge call on Zaclan Schoff. And Schoff has 3 fouls here in this first half. That'll bring a substitution to the table for Heritage Christian. They'll bring on 2 subs. Cooper Vinson is going to check in for Luke Anderson. And then Burley back on the floor as well, as Schoff, a 6'5 senior and a 12-point-per-game score, out with 3 fouls with 2:07 to go until the halftime break. Hiawatha with the possession down by 6. Morton right now holding left hip. Now skips it above his head. Left side, Leighton Moore. 3, that's an air ball. Kessler trying to fight for the rebound. Tipped out along the perimeter. Finally into the hands of Trey Chambers. He darts a chest pass left side. Vincent 3, short. Chambers an O-board. High off the heel. Hit the rim twice. And a foul on the rebound attempt down low. It's going against Hiawatha. A pretty decent couple of looks there. And on the rebound attempt, they get Alex Ross down low, and free throws coming for Landon Ekoff, the 6'8 junior. Chargers have hit 3 of 4 at the line here in the first half. First trip for Ekoff, and his first free throw missing off the heel, no good. 19-13 Heritage Christian, 1:44 to go until the halftime break. Leighton Moore out, back into the game, Carson Henry for the Redhawks. It has been low scoring. Ekoff, second, is good. He goes 1 for 2. He's got 5 here in the first half. It's a 7-point Heritage Christian lead at 20-13 at 1:40 and counting, second quarter. Here's Morton with it, just in front of midcourt. Trying to angle a ball screen here. They go under. He'll fire halfway down and out on a deep 3. And into the hands of Trey Chambers. Here he comes. He's got a lot of speed coast to coast. Flips it up and in. Boy, Trey Chambers having a nice first half. He's got 10. 22-13 Chargers. Final minute 15 of this first half. Here's Kessler up top. 1 dribble, 2 dribbles. Going towards the baseline left. Not anything there. Throws it back out near midcourt. Left side of the floor to Carson Henry. Here's Alex Ross. Casual dribbles, trying to find a handoff to Jensen around the arc. Now over the top pass, Kessler, shot good. Nice high-low action for the Redhawks there. 6 here in the first half for Kessler. Heritage Christian 22, Hiawatha 15. 47 seconds and counting first half. Well, no shot clock here. Chargers want to play for that final shot. They more than certainly have the option to do so. Chambers stepping back, little and one, and off the heel, missing. And in transition, it's Morton. He'll do a Euro. He'll flip it up and in. Count it and one. Ethan Morton, a big basket. He's got 8 and a chance for the old-fashioned 3. at 29.86 to go in the first half here. That foul going against Landon Pittman. That is his first. Team foul number three against the Chargers. And checking in is Grayson Gilbert, taking the spot of Lane Kessler, who's got two fouls here in this quarter. Morton's got 8 points here in the first half. His first trip at the line tonight. And that one's butter. 9 to lead Hiawatha. And it's a 4-point game at 22-18. 24 seconds and counting, first half. Here's Chambers directing traffic. Left side on the wing, Vincent. Zone defense right now for the Redhawks. They go to Burley in the middle. Now a floater from the free throw line. It got the soft touch off the heel. It is Landon Pittman who makes it 24-18. Final 4 seconds here. Morton wants a screen. Gets it from Ross. Ball fake. Hugs it from deep. A lot of contact. No call. And that takes us to the end of the first half. Here in this sub-state championship game tonight at Sabetha, the one seed Hiawatha Redhawks trailing the 5-seed Heritage Christian Chargers. Our score at the break is 24-18. Halftime show coming your way next, presented by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online, highlandcc.edu. We'll talk about that first half after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got a great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here tonight on KNZA. First to two sub-state championship games at the half. And the top seed, Big East League champion, Hiawatha Redhawks, feeling the loss of their best player with Braylon Stephen Morgan out. And right now, the halftime score, Heritage Christian, the 5-seed Chargers, leading the Redhawks. It is 24-18. So the Chargers led 12-7 after one, built a lead as high as 9 in that second quarter. And then Hiawatha went on a little bit of a spurt, got it back to within 4 in the final 2 minutes of the half, but ultimately a 6-point advantage for the Chargers here at the halftime break. 10 points for Trey Chambers. That leads Heritage Christian. They got 8 as well in that first half from Landon Pittman, 5 from Landon Ekoff, and they had 1 point from Miles Burley. Scoring for Hiawatha, not much. Just 3 have scored for the Redhawks, led by Ethan Morton with 9, 6 for Lane Kessler, and 3 for Michael Jensen. Again, the story, with no Stephen Morgan tonight, you take 6-6 off the floor for the Redhawks, and it has showed on multiple fronts in that first half, particularly in the rebound department. Heritage Christian in that first half out-rebounded the Redhawks 20-12. Both teams turned it over six times. Both teams didn't shoot a ton of free throws. Heritage Christian, they were 4 of 6 in that opening half. 2 of 3, Hiawatha was at the charity stripe, and low scoring at 24-18. Neither team hit a three-pointer in that opening half as well. Get our score here at the half, 24-18, Heritage Christian. And as always, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting. That's Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. We'll continue our halftime coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection, online at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime again here on KNCA, brought to you by Highland Community College. Megan Sturton in studio. Appreciate it very much. Brandon Tamman with you. First of two games tonight in Sabetha. Trips to the Class 3A Boys State Championship Basketball Tournament on the line. Heritage Christian, the six-point lead over the top seed and Big East League champs, Hiawatha Redhawks, here at the halftime break. Quick look into game two of our double dip. Another spot in the state tournament up for grabs, and it's an all-Big East League showdown, as we'll see the Perry LeCompton Caws take on the Silver Lake Eagles. Perry LeCompton 18-7. They have won 7 of their last 9, have big wins over Pleasant Ridge and Jefferson West here in the sub-state tournaments. On the other side, Silver Lake 19-6 on the year. They have won 4 straight, 8 of their last 10, and they have big wins as well over Maranatha Christian Academy and Sabetha to get to this matchup here tonight. So again, game two of our double dip. It's Perry LeCompton taking on Silver Lake, but we still got one more half to go in game number one. Redhawks looking for their first trip to the state tournament since 1974. They're going to have to rally, and without their best player. Heritage Christian 24, Hiawatha 18. A final two-minute timeout, second half, coming up next.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrow Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrow Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Bio Martial Arts invites all of our area youth to our Youth Leadership Camp. Coach Chris from Impact 168 will be here to help us improve our self and team leadership skills. This camp is free thanks to our board breakathon efforts and will be held Saturday, March 21st, 9 to noon. Learn more by visiting our website, PowerMartialArts.com, or call 402-380-3383. Register today for the free youth leadership camp at Allen Martial Arts, 1522 Stone Street in Falls City.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? TexRx Pharmacy has you covered. TexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, TexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At TexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit TexRx.com to book your consult with TexRx Pharmacy today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
16 more minutes left in this one tonight. Trip to the state tournament is on the line. Heritage Christian starting the third quarter with a 24-18 lead against the top seed Big East League champs in Hiawatha. Here we go, 24-18 on the board. Heritage Christian from left to right, plus 6 on the board. And the opening possession here of the second half. Left corner it goes. Man-to-man defense here for Hiawatha to kick things off in this third quarter. On the dribble, on the perimeter is Pittman. He'll dive in from the left side. Baseline shot up and hit the rim twice. Fell off. Fighting for the rebound and coming away with it down low is Michael Jensen for the Hawks. Heritage Christian, they come up empty on their opening possession here on offense. Here's Alex Ross. Open for three. Oh, it's just barely grazing the rim. That one well short and a rebound cleared away by Ekoff. And here come the Chargers leading 24-18. Chambers gets to the left block. Quick pass into the paint. Back to Chambers in the left corner. No shot clock here in the postseason. Possessions dwindle. Low scoring here so far. Left side it goes now. Cooper Vincent on the wing. Here's a post touch. It's Shaw. Back to the bucket. Now diving is Ekoff. 10-foot floater with one hand is nothing but net. Ekoff with 7. He's got soft touch for being listed at 6'8". 26-18 Chargers at 6:45 and counting third quarter. Here's Ross between the rings, looking left and dribbling towards the left wing, keeping that dribble alive. Chargers man-to-man here early on in this third quarter. Here's Kessler the touch, not using the screen. Jensen on the drive, now shovels it to Ross, wide open underneath, layup for two. Nice find there, Alex Ross, his first 2 points tonight. 26-20, Redhawks down 6 at 6:22 to go in this third quarter. Sophomore Trey Chambers dribbling low between the legs. Reaching in, Jensen not there. Chambers, little give and go. Jensen rejects it off the backboard, but it hit the baseline and it's out of bounds to the Chargers. Great defensive play there by Michael Jensen to reject that shot at the rim, but just an unlucky bounce off the deflection off the backboard. So the Chargers still with it, leading by 6. About 2 minutes into the third quarter, here is a left corner contested three that is high off the heel, right into the hands of the Chargers down low. They're getting multiple tip opportunities, and now a whistle and a foul. It's going against Hiawatha. Pittman had a chance on an offensive rebound. Ekoff had a chance on an offensive rebound. And the foul going against Kessler, that is his third. And that puts Landon Ekoff at the line to shoot two. We have played, no, they're going to say on the floor, beg your pardon, spoke too soon. So it is on the floor, in the foul against Kessler, his third, that is something to monitor. Here's Ekoff, short corner left, going to work on Kessler, fading away, shot, no, Kessler trying to fight for the rebound, but Shaw has it, flips it up, and in with the left hand. First bucket for DeClan Shaw, he has 8 rebounds here tonight, 28-20, Chargers. Rebounding in heavy favor for Heritage Christian here tonight so far. Looking for Jensen on a back door, out of bounds. Last touch by Chambers, defending it well. And the Redhawks will keep it underneath. And Ethan Morton will throw it in, right side of his own backboard. Dumps it to the high post with Kessler. Morton taking it on a handoff up top. Little hesitation, spinning on the block, kicks it back up top to Jensen. Jensen on the right wing, now puts it down on Chambers. Back to the bucket, in the lane, tough shot, got it to go over the front rim. Good finish there for Michael Jensen. He's got five. 28-22, Heritage Christian at 5:15 to go in the third. Right down on the right block, turning and fading is Ekoff for two. All 6'8 with soft touch on the fadeaway J. 30-22 Chargers. Morton right back into it. Tough shot through contact, out of bounds, and back to Heritage Christian. Just a quick, empty possession there, gone by the wayside for the Red Hawks. And now the Chargers will slow it down into the front court here. 3 minutes in, 5 to go, quarter number 3. Trip to the 3A State Tournament on the line here tonight. Kearney LeCount and Silver Lake will follow in our doubleheader here on KNZA. Nice give and go, layup good. Beautiful offense, Landon Pittman now has 10, and that's the largest lead here tonight for Heritage Christian at 32-22 at 4:37 to go, third quarter. Redhawks got to find some answers here on the offensive end. They go to Ross at the right elbow. He'll go to the right block. Shot, no. Rattled off. Out of bounds. Last touchdown low, though, by Schoff, and the Redhawks will keep it. Miles Burley checking back in here for Heritage Christian. He'll take the spot of Ekoff. And again, the rebounding numbers in heavy favor of Heritage Christian here to this point. Here's Kessler, short corner right, not using the dribble. Finds Jensen on a drive, and a lot of contact. It's on the floor. And a foul going against the Chargers. And we'll get Trey Chambers with his second. And the first team foul on Heritage Christian here in the third quarter. Here's Kessler in the left corner, now on the wing with Jensen. Right back to Morton. Now post-touch. Double-team Kessler fighting through the trees, and he gets it up and in. Lane Kessler, good body control. 32-24, Heritage Christian. 8 points now for Kessler. Right back up the floor, missing a shot. And a foul off the miss. Good box out there for Lane Kessler. And a foul against the Chargers. It'll be an over-the-back there by Miles Burley. That is his first foul tonight. And team foul number two in the quarter. Sub in for Hiawatha. It's Leighton Moore. He'll take the spot of Kessler. And Kessler battling tonight. Still 4 minutes to go in the third. He's got three fouls. No Braylon Steven Morgan tonight, out with an injury. And some pressure here by Heritage Christian, but Morton darts through into the front court. Transition defense good here. Now the Chargers come away with a steal. Jensen turns it over. Chambers leading the two-on-one, missing the shot. Chambers gets it. Second chance, no. Burley gets an opportunity, and he missed that shot. A lot of contact, no call either way. Redhawks now heavy into the front court. It is Leighton Moore, wide open three. It was on target, but an offensive rebound for Alex Ross. Gets it back here to Carson Henry. Fans wanted him to fire. He'll get in the lane, float it with one. That one off the heel and deflected into the hands of Chambers. Frenetic pace, 32-24, Heritage Christian by 8. 3:20 to go, trying to add a right side three. It's good. Cooper Benson, deep on the right wing, and a timeout needing to be called here by Coach Jasper and the Redhawks. Largest lead for Heritage Christian at 11. 3:14 to go, third quarter. Chargers 35, Redhawks 24. Trip to the Class 3A State Tournament is on the line here tonight. We're back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Largest lead tonight for Heritage Christian as they lead the Redhawks of Hiawatha 35-24 at the 3:14 mark here in this third quarter. Class 3A Boys Sump State Championship games here tonight. Our second game will feature Silver Lake and Perry LeCompton, but Hiawatha here tonight, Big East League champs without their best player in Braylon Steven Morgan, and you are seeing the effects against a Heritage Christian team that plays very good competition in the Kansas City area. and has 6'5", 6'5", 6'8", on their roster. And now Heritage Christian out of the timeout. Little pressure here in the full court. They back it off man-to-man. Here's Ethan Morton down the middle from right to left. He'll cross the midcourt line and angle right. Dribbling with the right hand. Now crossing back over to his left. Gets in the lane to the left. Block with the right hand. Scoops it up and in for two. Big basket for Ethan Morton. Makes it 35-26. Straightaway three on the way. Pittman, front rim, no. Rebound, Hiawatha. Here comes Alex Ross. Redhawks down nine. Ross still on the dribble. Flips it up. A little English on the reverse. Four straight points for the Redhawks. And a bucket there for Alex Ross. 35-28. And now a whistle and a foul going against the Redhawks here. And he'll get Leighton Moore. That is his second. It's the second team foul against the Redhawks here in the third quarter. Kessler back into the game. Jensen on the floor, Ross, Morton, and Henry, the five here for the Redhawks. A little 4-0 spurt here. Baskets by Morton and Ross have cut it from 11-7 here, but Heritage Christian on the possession. Little dump down by Chambers. Shot no good, no call. Boy, a lot of contact. Cleared away by Kessler. Heritage Christian fans did not agree with the no call. Redhawks will take it. They're down 35-28 at 2:20 to go here in the third. Here's Morton using a Kessler screen, defended well there on the switch up top. Skip pass far side of the floor. Here's Carson Henry going baseline. Now cutting in the paint. Jensen, contact, offensive foul. The shot went in, could have been an and one, but the officials huddled up here. Redhawk fans do not agree. It's a turnover and an offensive foul against Jensen. Second foul on Jensen. Third team foul against the Redhawks here in the third quarter. 2:08 left in this third period. Heritage Christian 35, Redhawks 28. Redhawks have not been to the state tournament since 1974. Here's Trey Chambers. Pass from the midcourt line, right side to Burley on the wing. Here's Pittman going to work, knifing through, finishing off the window. And a little extracurricular activity between Pittman and Ethan Morton. But Pittman now has 12 in the game, and it's 37-28. Lead for the Chargers back to 9. Here's Jensen on the dribble, guarded by Chambers. He'll get in the lane. Backdoor Morton finishing, and one. Big pass for Jensen on the backdoor cut. And Morton's got 13 and a chance for one more. They get the foul on Burley, his second. And team foul number 3. Minute 36 to go, third quarter. Morton, he's got 13 tonight to lead the Redhawks. And right now trying to chip away a little more with one here at the line. It's 37-30. And Morton's free throw is good. 2 for 2 at the line tonight. 33 of 53 at the line this season. He has got 14 in the game. 37-31. It's back to 6. Final 90 seconds. Here's Burley dribbling free throw line. Now he backs it up away from the bucket at the top of the key. Takes the handoff to Chambers. A lot of contact with him and Jensen. But now on the touch in between the rings, it's Pittman. No shot clock here in the postseason. Some lengthy possessions throughout the game. Led to a little bit lower scoring than anticipated. Here's a drive by Pittman from the right baseline. And got it up and in for two. He's taken over. Landon Pittman has 14. And it's 39-31 with a minute to go here in the third. Pittman's got 6 of his 14 here in the third quarter. 50 seconds and counting. Here's Ross at the free throw line. Two dribbles in. Shot off balance. No. And Schoff the rebound for Heritage Christian. 41 seconds and counting. Here's Chambers. Little one-on-one. Gets by the defender. Shot no. And if that's Kessler, that's 4. That is going to be a problem. As free throws coming here for the Chargers. And that is foul number 4 on Lane Kessler. Team foul number 4 in the quarter. 37.3 seconds to go, and Schoff at the line to shoot two. And 6'5 senior, just 2 points. Or correction, beg your pardon, it is Chambers at the line. So Chambers trying to add to a nice night, 10 points and 6 rebounds, and his first free throw is good. First point for Chambers here in the third quarter. He's got 11, 40-31, Heritage Christian by 9. And Kessler has to come out with the 4 fouls. How long does Coach Jasper keep him on the pine? Leighton Moore in for him. Second free throw. Pure by Chambers. He is 4 for 4 at the line tonight and has 12 points. Lead back to double digits for the Chargers at 41-31. Final 28 seconds of this third quarter. Big possession here on offense for the Redhawks. Coach Jasper with the play call far side of the floor. Ethan Morton near side on the dribble, going back and forth, wing to wing. Man-to-man here is being guarded by Landon Pittman. Down to 13 seconds, still near midcourt. Morton waiting for that time to go down. It's dwindled to 8 seconds and counting. Morton still gets inside, driving in, shot, no. Might have been partially blocked. Burley's long pass up the floor, but a shot up, not in time, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter here tonight. The Redhawks down. Braylon Stephen Morgan in trouble. And they're going to have to come back in the final 8 minutes. Trip to the state tournament is on the line. Heritage Christian 41, Hiawatha 31. Final 8 minutes coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mobile banking makes it possible to bank where you are. The convenience of checking your account balance, transferring funds between accounts, or making a payment using your cell phone are all reasons why you should stop by the main branch of F&M Bank to get started. Our customer service representatives are available to assist you locally in Fall City. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eight minutes left in game number one of our doubleheader tonight. And the Hiawatha boys are going to have to rally. Heritage Christian 41, Redhawks 31. Trip to the state tournament in Class 3A is on the line. Of course, our broadcast tonight is brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You can find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Final 8 minutes, Silver Lake, Perry Lecompton. Game number two coming up, but right now the Redhawks opening possession of the fourth quarter from right to left, down 41-31. And Lane Kessler on the bench with four fouls. Correction, he is on the floor. So that is something to watch. They go right down to him on the block. Dumps it to a diving Jensen. He got blocked at the rim, but a foul called. Michael Jensen getting the feed from Kessler, block to block. And free throws coming. 20 seconds into the fourth quarter. They get Cooper Benson with his second foul and the first foul on either side here in the fourth quarter. Michael Jensen at the line for a second time here tonight. Went 1 for 2 in the first half. And this one is good. 6 points tonight for Michael Jensen, the 6-foot senior. Honorable mention in the Big East last season as a junior. 8.4 points, 4.1 rebounds per game coming in. His second free throw hit the rim 3 times and trickled off, no good. He goes 1 for 2, Ekoff gets it up the floor to Chambers. 41-32 our score, Heritage Christian by 9, 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. Short corner right on the touch, Ekoff facing on Kessler. He's got to be careful, he's got 4 fouls. And now Heritage Christian coach Tremaine Chambers has seen enough there on that possession. He'll burn a 30-second timeout. 7:24 left in the game. Heritage Christian 41 and Hiawatha 32. We'll keep it right here. That timeout on KNCA, always brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Stop at that break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Well, again, the effects of not having Stephen Morgan on the floor, you can tell, and we could tell, fairly quickly into this game tonight for Hiawatha. They still have a shot. Heritage Christian, they've had multiple 11-point leads on a couple occasions throughout this second half. Closest it's been for Hiawatha was 4 late in the second quarter. It's been roughly anywhere from 6 to 10 or 11 on the lead for Heritage Christian pretty much since the late portions of that second quarter. But out of this timeout, 7:24 to go in the game, 41-32, Chargers by 9. They put it into the right side corner with Shaw. Now Chambers, free throw line, backing out near midcourt, being chased down by Jensen heavily. Chambers diving into the paint, left side pass to Ekoff, bobbling it a touch, still fighting over Kessler, who's got 4 fouls, he'll get a second chance off the miss, and that's 6-8 for you. 11 points, now 7 rebounds for Ekoff. And tied for the largest lead again at 11 at 43-32. Here's a right side three by Moore. It's off the heel. Ekoff the rebound, and here comes trouble. Heritage Christian up the floor, layup no, off the miss, backside, put up and in by Landon Pittman. He has got 16, and it's the largest lead for Heritage Christian at 45-32. Here's Morton, floater from the baseline, hit the heel, fell off, no. And the Chargers getting that rebound with Schoff. And now a foul, Chambers being hounded in the backcourt. Frustration looming large here for the Redhawks with 6:25 to go in the game, and they're down 13. Communication here between Chambers, Jensen, it's getting a little physical here, and rightfully so. It's a big game, and waiting for all this to be kind of cleared up. There has been some jaw-jacking between these two teams tonight. So Carson Henry picks up the common foul, his first, and we get a timeout on the floor. Redhawks burn it here at 6:25 to go. They're down 13. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
25 to go in this one tonight. Hiawatha trailing Heritage Christian. It is 45-32, largest lead for the Chargers. Here tonight on KMZA, Landon Pittman has 16 points to lead Heritage Christian. They also got 12 tonight from Trey Chambers and 11 points as well from Landon Ekoff. Ethan Morton right now leading Hiawatha. He has got 14 in the game. But right now, again, the largest deficit for the Redhawks here tonight at 45-32. And out of this timeout, the Chargers, with the possession in the full courts, as Hiawatha is going to show a little pressure here in the full courts. Redhawks, they got to get some stops. They got to box out. Rebounding's been an issue here tonight. Ekoff, pull up from 10, swish. 13 for Landon Ekoff. That was too easy on breaking that press. 47-32, Redhawks in trouble with 6 minutes to go. Kessler turning, trying to find position, shot rejected. And a foul called against Ekoff. He didn't like the call, but Kessler will shoot two. And Kessler and Hiawatha fans saying, tee that boy up. Saying something. He didn't like the call. Everybody's got something to say to the officials. So here's Kessler at the line. 6:03 to go. His team down 47-32, and his first free throw well short. That was his 108th free throw attempt this season. He has knocked down 63 of them. He's got 8 points tonight, 5 rebounds, but he does have 4 fouls. And he hits the second. He goes 1 for 2. 9 for Lane Kessler, 47-33. Charger lead is 14. They break the press once again. Ekoff right side on the wing. Back up top it goes to Schoff. Chambers now between the rings out high. There's a run at him, and a double team and a foul called on the perimeter. It's against Carson Henry. That is his second. And team foul number 2 here in the fourth quarter. Down to 5:52 left in this game. Far side of the floor. It is Schoff to throw it in. Morton defending the inbounds pass. Running out to it is Chambers. Good speed at the point guard position for the sophomore. Chambers being defended well and hounded by Jensen. Looking for a back door. Knocked away. Steal for Morton. Turnover by Heritage Christian. Haven't turned it over much tonight. Long pass up the floor. Morton thought someone was there, and nobody was home. Now the Redhawks give it right back at 5:37 to go. And trailing Heritage Christian 47-33. Redhawks were held to just 18 points in the first half. And with no Braylon Sieben Morgan tonight, it has been a much different look for this Red Hawks team. Another press break here, and 2-on-1, the numbers in favor for Landon Pittman and company, and he floats one in up close. 18 for Landon Pittman, and it's 49-33 Chargers. Here's Kessler on the block, shot, no, fighting for his own rebound, and it's taken down by Ekhoff. Ekhoff at 6'8", up the floor, and we get a little bit extracurricular with Ekhoff. He got knocked down on the floor. He was knocked down by Leighton Moore, and he kind of charged up at him a little bit. Red Hawks fans are not liking this, and the team's having to be separated. It has been physical tonight. And now one of the officials talking with Hiawatha head coach Brady Jasper on the far side of the floor. So Ekhoff got knocked down by Leighton Moore as they were running in transition. Not sure if anything's going to come out of this. But Ekhoff got up. He was not happy with Leighton Moore on that sequence. So it sounds like a technical foul has been given to Landon Ekhoff. That's his second foul, so the Red Hawks should be getting some free throws and the ball back. They need all the help they can get. They're down 49-33 with 5:10 to go. The Red Hawk boys, again, they have not been to the state tournament since 1974. And they were the best team in the Big East, one of the best teams in the state. 22-3 is their record. But for the first time this season, playing without their best player in Braylon Sieben Morgan. Had a rough ankle injury in the win against Oskaloosa on Tuesday night in a walking boot. And all he can do is just watch from the sideline. So Hiawatha still on their bench. Heritage Christian has their five on the floor. So again, Ekhoff picks up the technical foul. The Red Hawks will have free throws and the possession. It'll be Ethan Morton to shoot the freebies here. 14 points tonight for the 5'11 senior, Ethan Morton. And he's perfect at the line, 2 for 2. Gotta have him if you're Hiawatha at this point with 5:10 to go. Morton's first. No good. Morton at 61% coming into tonight. That miss makes him 2 for 3 in the game. And he is able to make the second. So 1 for 2 on the technical free throws. 49-34. Charger lead is 15 at 5:10 to go. And now, after the 1 for 2 trip there from Morton, it is Red Hawks basketball. Near side of the floor, Morton to throw it in. Darts one. Left wing. It's Jensen. On the cup, Morton moving right, floats it up with the right hand, got the tip, off the back 10. Nice little give and go, Jensen the assist, Morton has 17. 49-36, Chargers lead a Baker's dozen, trying to add with the left side 3, that one's no good, offensive rebound is no good, finally cleared away by Kessler, big miss up close there for Shaw. Red Hawks go right back up the floor, Morton was blocked, but Kessler gets it, following it towards the bucket, up and in for 2. It's a 5-0 run for Hiawatha. They're down 11. 49-38, 4:35 to go. They're ramping up the pressure here. Heritage Christian has done a good job against the pressure here in the second half that has led to some easy baskets. Left side it goes. Now back up top. Obviously no shot clock with the lead. Fourth quarter. Heritage Christian going to take their time as much as they can. They have it on the left wing with Pittman, who's been the star for them with 18 tonight. Right side to Chambers on the wing, and now a whistle away from the ball and a foul offensively going against Heritage Christian. It's on Cooper Vincent, his third, and team foul number 4, so the Red Hawks will be in the bonus for the final 4:07 of this game. Miles Burley checking back into the game. He'll replace Vincent, who just picked up his third foul there. 4:07 to go in this one. 49-38 is our score. Red Hawks have chipped away. A little bit of a run here. Here's Jensen right side on the wing. Straight away at the free throw line. It's Henry. He'll pull. Hits the rim and got the touch. Carson Henry, his first 2 tonight in a big spot. spot. It's a 9-point game. 3:48 to go. 49-40 on the board. Chambers, a couple steps in front of midcourt, gets around a double team. Playing a little hot potato up top with it. Chambers, knifing through two, knocked away with a steal. Turnover here, Redhawks trying to force the issue. Morton, count it, and one! It's a 7-point game with 3:33 to go. 19 for Morton and a chance for one more. Don't look now. Here come the Redhawks. Ethan Morton does not want to have his high school career end here tonight, trying to will his team to a comeback. The foul against Landon Pittman, his second. Redhawks in the bonus. And the free throw is no good. It rattled out. Rebound Landon Pittman. 49-42. It's down to 7. 3:25 to go in this one. Here's a nice little give and go. Shot at the rim, too easy. Kessler couldn't do much. He has four fouls. And it's Pittman once again who's got a 20 spot. 51-42. It's back to 9. 3:10 to go. Only 3 possessions, though. Here's Morton going to work. Right wing. Pull up from the right elbow. Good. Got the shooter's touch. Big shot, Ethan Morton. He's got 21, 51, 44. It's back to 7 as we have just passed 3 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Here's Burley driving baseline. Stops on the block. Knifing through Kessler. Again, Kessler can't do a whole lot, but he forced the miss and grabbed the rebound. 51-44 up the floor. Wide open layup. Good. It's Leighton Moore. 51-46. It's down to 5. And a whistle in, I believe, a foul here. They get Michael Jensen with his third. Hiawatha fans on their feet. Down by 15 not that long ago. And right now, 2:32 left. It is down to 5. 51-46. It was team foul number 3 against the Redhawks here in the fourth quarter. Big possession here. Nice give and go again. Offensive set beautifully ran. And Pittman with 22. 53-46 with 2:17 to go. Redhawks, they cannot afford to go shot for shot here down the stretch. They need to score. They need stops. Here's Kessler. Pretty good look. He missed it up close. Rebound for Miles Burley. 53-46, Heritage Christian, 2 minutes to go in the game, and a timeout going to be called here by the Chargers. Wow, things have tightened up, but Pittman has been sensational tonight for Heritage Christian. It is a full, we'll follow suit. 1:57 left, Chargers 53, Redhawks 46, don't go anywhere, we're back in 30, here on KNZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
1:57 left in this game. Heritage Christian 53, Hiawatha 46. Coming down to it with a spot at the 3A State Tournament on the line here tonight. Chargers with the possession. Burley down low. Shot, no, but a foul. Again, good offensive sets here in the fourth quarter. And Miles Burley going to the free throw line with 1:48 to go. Team foul number 4 against the Redhawks here in the quarter. It's on Leighton Moore, his third. And Burley's lone point tonight was a free throw in the second quarter. He does have 4 rebounds off the bench as well for Heritage Christian. His free throw, no good. Little bit too strong. 1:48 left, 53-46, Redhawks trailing. Chargers here, one more free throw. Fans getting rowdy. Red Hawk fans wanting a miss. They don't get it. Nothing but net there for Burley. He goes one for two. 54-46, 8-point deficit for the Red Hawks, 1:42 to go. Big possession, Morton, step back three, front rim no, tipped in the air, fighting for the rebound, Chambers has it for Heritage Christian, and then he is fouled. With 1:35 to go, the sophomore will walk about 75 feet from left to right to shoot two freebies. That is the fourth foul on Leighton Moore. Well, the Red Hawks were down by as many as 15 early on in this fourth quarter. They got it back to 51-46 with just a touch under 3 minutes to go. They've not been able to get any closer, and the Chargers trying to extend it out. Chambers' free throw is good. He is 5 for 5 at the line in this game tonight. And the sophomore guard has 13 to go along with 6 rebounds. 55-46, 9-point lead for Heritage Christian. And the second by Chambers is good. 14 for Trey Chambers, and the lead at 10 with 90 seconds to go for Heritage Christian. And Brady Jasper, as Morton got it into the front court, calls a timeout. Time running out for the Red Hawks here tonight. It is a full. We'll follow suit. They're down 10 at 1:29 to go. Huge possession out of the TO. We'll see if they get it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games with plenty of TVs to catch every play from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline's is the place to be. Find us in Sabetha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't forget, second game of our doubleheader tonight is Silver Lake and Perry LeCompton. Another spot in the boys' Class 3A state tournament on the line. But here in game one, we're down to 1:29 left. And top seed and Big East League champs Hiawatha trailing Heritage Christian by 10. Our score is 56-46. They were down by as many as 15 early on in this period. They went on a run, got it back to within 51-46 with just around 3 minutes to go. Had the momentum on their side, but Heritage Christian has answered the call and now 90 seconds away from pulling one off here on the road, essentially. Here's Morton, big possession here. Deep, straightaway three, have to have it. No, it's short. Missed by Henry. Rebound for Shaw. And a foul quickly against the Redhawks at 1:18 to go. Yeah, probably had to have that three if you were the Redhawks. And the foul on Carson Henry, that is his third. Bonus time for both teams the rest of the way. It is Landon Pittman who will shoot the two here. He has been sensational tonight as he leads all scorers with 22 points. 14 of his 22 here in the second half. This is his first free throw attempts of tonight's game. And that one is good. 23 for Landon Pittman. 57-46 Chargers. The second by Pittman. Shorts. Rebound, Michael Jensen. Got to get a quick bucket if you're Hiawatha, preferably a three. Contested in the corner. No, missed by Leighton Moore. Rebound, Ekoff. And another Red Hawk foul with 1:08 to go. They trail by 11. Time running out for the Red Hawks here. And Leighton Moore, a 6'1 sophomore, picked up his fifth foul. He is fouled out of the game. So Alex Ross checks in for him. At the line is Declan Shaw, the 6'5 senior. His first free throw attempts tonight. He has double-digit rebounds, and that first free throw make gives him 3 points. He's got 11 rebounds in this game, and that's been a huge story with no Stephen Morgan tonight for the Redhawks. Rebounding numbers have been heavily on the side of Heritage Christian. and the second is good. Schopp goes 2 for 2. 59-46. Heritage Christian by a Baker's dozen. Morton, a deep one. He got it. Quick pull-up. Ethan Morton has 24. And the first three-pointer tonight for the Redhawks with under a minute to go. Back to 10. And there's the foul. More free throws here for Heritage Christian at 54.3 seconds remaining. And Ross picks up his second foul. And right back to the line is Shaw. Just hit two a moment ago. But a 10-point Charger lead. And the first free throw here. No good. Missed it off the left rim. Stays 59-49. 54.3 seconds to go. Redhawks in some trouble. These two teams came into tonight's game combined to win 19 in a row. And a bank on the second free throw by Schopp. It's good. 60-49, Heritage Christian, and a timeout quickly there for Coach Jasper with 50 seconds remaining in the game. Check to see if it's a full or a 30. It is a 30. We'll keep it right here. And Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tamman with you here on KNTA. Our broadcast tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Well, Heritage Christian, too much size, and the rebounding has been a key factor for them here tonight. The Redhawk boys, Big East League champs, number one seed in this tournament, without their best player for the first time this season in a game with Braylon Siebenmorgen in a walking boot on the sideline after hurting his ankle in the semifinal win over Oskaloosa on Tuesday night. And you have seen the effects of it with all six of them not on the floor here tonight against a very tall and athletic Heritage Christian bunch. And again, Hiawatha, they've been fighting all night. Down by as many as 15 early in the fourth quarter. Got to within 5 with about 3 minutes left, but now trailing by 11 with under a minute to go. And the Redhawks here trying to set it up. They need something to go their way. They get it into Jensen on the left wing. Down to 47 seconds. Here's Morton around the screen. Fade away. Contester 3 is buried. Wow, what a shot. 27 for Ethan Morton. An 8-point game. 36 seconds and counting, and there's the foul. Might have let a few extra seconds go off there when you didn't need to. And ultimately the foul going against Carson Henry. That's his fourth. Team foul, of course, way beyond 5 here. And Trey Chambers is at the line. He is 6 for 6 in this game tonight. 14 points and 6 rebounds for the 5'8 sophomore guard. And the announcer, Jinx, may be helping the Redhawks there. 6 for 6, now 6 for 7. That one long off the heel. 36 seconds remaining. The Redhawks are down 8. Chambers still one more free throw here. 3 soft dribbles. A deep breath. Slight bend to the knees. Firing and spinning it in there. 15 for Chambers. And Kessler comes out. Little offense for defense here. 36 seconds remain, 61-52, Heritage Christian by 9. Jensen pulls up, contested 3, missing off the right rim. Rebound Heritage Christian and Burley, and there's the foul. 25 seconds remaining, the Redhawks down 9. And that might be it for the Redhawks here. And it's Carson Henry who picks up his fifth foul and joins Leighton Moore on the bench, fouling out here tonight. I can guarantee the Hiawatha fans, maybe not here tonight, this would be a much different game if Siebenmorgen was available. The Redhawks have battled, and we're right in it with about 3 minutes to go as the free throw, first one missing there by Landon Pittman, who has led this Charger offense tonight with 23 points, including 9 here in the fourth quarter. And his second, he missed them both. Rebound Kessler. They're running out of time, and there's a whistle and a foul right at midcourt. Chambers will pick it up. Free throw's coming for Ethan Morton. The Redhawks again down 9. Chambers picks up his third. And not a terrible foul there, because don't give the Redhawks a chance to knock down a 3. Instead, Morton's got to earn 2 at the line. And Morton's first. Got it to go. Well, he did everything he can tonight and has done everything he can tonight. Ethan Morton, 28 points to lead all scorers, including 14 here in the fourth quarter. But again, his team down 8. He needs this one. And that one, no, he missed them both. Missed the second, made the first, and then a foul after the rebound. 61-53, Heritage Christian, 20 seconds to go. And the foul going against Grayson Gilbert, that is his first. And free throws here for 5'10 sophomore Cooper Vinson. Knocked down a 3 in the third quarter, his lone bucket tonight, and his free throw here is off the rim short, no good. Redhawks down 61-53, 20.6 seconds to go. Second free throw good by Vinson. 62-53, Redhawks get a quick 3 up the floor. Morton, that one halfway down and out, fighting for the rebound. It's taken away, running out of time. Another 3, Jensen high off the heel. Rebound by Ekoff, there's the foul. 6 seconds to go, and that will do it. And the Redhawks are going to fall here for just their fourth loss of the season, but this one here will end their season. Ekoff at the line, probably the final time for Heritage Christian. Just 6.3 seconds remaining, and Heritage Christian by 9. The combination of Schoff and Ekoff, too much size, and his first free throw no good. It was off the heel. Great efforts for Hiawatha without their best player tonight. And it's going to come up empty here in the sub-state title game. Second free throw by Ekoff is good. Final 3 ticks off the clock. There's a 3, no good. Kessler going to put one and in up at the buzzer. But it doesn't matter, as Heritage Christian has done it. The 5-seed Chargers of Heritage Christian come into hostile grounds and knock out the Hiawatha Redhawks in the sub-state championship game. Our final score is Heritage Christian 63 at Hiawatha 55. Our postgame coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Hi, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I enjoy educating our patients on how to eat well, move well, and think well, but what I love the most about my job is consulting with patients, discussing their health goals, and watching them make helpful lifestyle changes to improve their health. Our teamwork approach is very effective, and seeing our patients restore their health is the most rewarding part of my job. Our consultations are always free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started on your wellness journey today.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair.
With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
Hi, this is Meg from Citizen State Bank. Spring has almost arrived, and it's time for farmers to start thinking about planting season. You may need to get the tractor serviced for the field, or maybe it's time to purchase a new one. We are the bank to visit. We offer an ag line of credit and many kinds of ag loans. Randy, Dell, or Luke would be happy to visit with you in their office or at your farm. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we service what we sell.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Post-game show here on at KNZA. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. So we're cleaning out the gym. Game number one in the books. Sub-state title here tonight. And the season has come to a close for the Hiawatha boys. The number one seed, Big East League champs. They fall to the 5-seed Heritage Christian. The final score, 63-55. Again, just kind of a quick thought and notes, from this game. The loss of Braylon Steven Morgan, that is crucial. It was massive. You could see it on multiple fronts going against Hiawatha throughout the game here tonight. The rebound numbers heavily in favor for Heritage Christian, who boasts multiple 6'5 kids, and Landon Ekoff, who came in, the junior listed at 6'8". Ekoff and Schoff were just too dominant down low. Lane Kessler was battling foul trouble, the only other big body for the Redhawks in the second half, so he was in and out of the lineup. But the Redhawks, again, down majority of the game, went on their best run early in the fourth quarter. They were down 15, got it back to within 51-46 with about 3 minutes to go, but Heritage Christian shut the door, and that is as close as Hiawatha would get the final rest of the way, as Heritage Christian would really put it away with quite a few free throws down the stretch. Redhawks did everything they could, and Ethan Morton, the senior for the Redhawks, with a massive night, 28 points, but his career for the Redhawks, again, coming to a close here tonight in this sub-state championship game. As Heritage Christian is on to the quarterfinals next week, and we'll see how the bracket shakes out for them, but their record going into state next week will be 18-7. Redhawk boys, again, a lot to be happy for this season. They won the Big East League title, their first league championship in 16 years. Their record is going to finish at 22-4. But again, no Steven Morgan tonight. That was really the biggest key to allow Heritage Christian to get the win over the Redhawks. Let's go to the numbers in this game, and we'll start with Heritage Christian. They had a very balanced scoring, as Landon Pittman, the 6'2 senior, led the way with 23 points. They got 15 points from Trey Chambers. The combination of DeClan Shoff and Landon Ekoff down low combined for 19 points, those two, and 23 rebounds. Again, those two combined for 23 rebounds. Red Hawks as a team tonight unofficially had 24 rebounds. So again, that was a massive difference. 41-24 was the rebound advantage for Heritage Christian in this game tonight. They also had 2 points in the game from Miles Burley off the bench, and starting guard Cooper Vinson finished with 4 points and a couple of rebounds. Just 9 turnovers for the Chargers. They hit 16 of 26 at the line. They didn't need the outside shot. Heritage Christian hit only 1-3 in tonight's game. For Hiawatha, again, their season ending at 22-4. They were 7 of 13 at the line. They only knocked down 2 threes themselves. It was Ethan Morton with a couple of threes trying to push it into the fourth quarter, but only 3 combined threes made in this game here tonight, but 28 for Ethan Morton in his final game as a Hiawatha Redhawk. Lane Kessler, also a senior, going out with a 13-point, 10-rebound effort. Outside of that, 6 points from Michael Jensen, 4 for Alex Ross, 2 for Carson Henry, 2 as well for Leighton Moore. Again, the stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, and it's now time for our Player of the Game. It is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. As we are, of course, here on KMCA, also simulcasting on 92.1 KMCA as well. So welcome in our listeners here on Kansaland Country all the way around. So again, our player of the game, it is Hiawatha's Ethan Morton. Again, the senior going out with a bang. Obviously, it's going to come up one game shy of the state tournament berth. But Ethan Morton tonight in his final game as a Hiawatha Redhawk went for 28 points to lead all scorers. And 14 of his 28 came in that fourth quarter push. Again, the Redhawks got down to a 5-point deficit with 3 minutes to go. But that is as close as they would get the rest of the way. So now we are in between games here at Sabetha High School. We do know one spot in the 3A state tournament next week with Heritage Christian moving on with their record at 18-7. We will find out a second spot in the Final Eights in our second game here tonight with a battle in the Big East. It's going to be Silver Lake and Perry LeCompton. The 20-minute clock is underway, so we'll step aside. About 15 minutes on the timeout here. We'll get you ready for game number 2. Right after this. Again, want to thank again our player of the game sponsor, that is Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, as it went to Hiawatha senior Ethan Morton in the loss tonight, finishing with a game-high 28 points. Again, this sub-state championship final for game 1, Heritage Christian winning it 63-55 over Hiawatha. About a 15-minute break. We're back for game 2. Silver Lake, Perry LeCompton coming up next here on the MSC Sports.